Hey everybody, hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I came across a video that I want to share with you guys. I'm going to have that link down below in the description, but we're going to talk about addiction, what we knew, where we are, and what this video is talking about. I'll summarize most of it for you to save some time, but I encourage you to go watch it because it is really insightful. It changes perspectives, and it's actually old. It wasn't done recently. I don't understand why something like this isn't being shared very widely. So stick around. As I was browsing around, because I was curious and just kind of had some free time, I came across this video right here. Everything we know about addiction is wrong. And it was done in London, a TED talk 5 years ago in 2015. The importance of what's talked about inside is really what I want to focus on. Very critical information. The studies that they mention, the people who conducted the studies, what we know about addiction all throughout the past century, and at least what we've been told, is all incorrect. And it all makes sense. I have a personal story I can share as well. At the end, I'll share that. So you can see that there is a correlation with what they're saying. The war on drugs has gone on far too long at this point. It's insane. And there are countries that they had cited in the TED talk that kind of went the opposite direction and tried something different. For example, Brazil was one. And they do talk about it. Instead of criminalizing everybody who uses drugs and creating these barriers among average everyday society and those people who are burdened with addiction, they decided to do something else. And all the money that they spent on the war on drugs, they reallocated for social programs that would break down those barriers for some of these people who were addicted to something at some point, and it changed their lives. That was 15 years ago, according to the TED talk. So at that point, or at this point, that makes it 20 years. Very fascinating. So for some of you, you may be familiar with this bit of research. The way that they have, the reason why they've concluded what they have in terms of addiction for all these years and what we have been taught is because of a simple study that they conducted with a lab rat. They put it into a cage, put two bottles of water on either side. One was laced with cocaine or heroin. The other was just average water. The rat was isolated, had nothing else to do. And it proved that without a doubt, the rat always chose the drug-infused water again and again until I think it died and overdosed. So that was an interesting study. If you haven't heard about it, that was some time ago. I think it was decades ago, but it was very telling. However, someone else came along, according to the TED talk that they're mentioning, someone else came along, another researcher, and said, there's something wrong here. There's missing variables. So he decided to take a different approach. And he said, let's create a, you know, a fun environment for these rats and actually put more than one in there. They laced one water and then not the other. What they saw was really remarkable. Apparently, none of the rats really preferred the drug-infused water. They had plenty to do, plenty to eat, interact with each other, play, tunnels. I mean, all the things that we usually see like pet rats would do in the cages that we would provide them, right? They preferred to do things either within that environment or with each other versus turning to the drug-infused water. He did mention that they did at various points use them, but not excessively and not to the point of overdose or death. Now, this was really, really interesting. And towards the end of the video, he did mention that as of now, we are, you know, more lonelier than we've ever been. There's a connection that he had made with addiction. And I want to say connection with just everyday people, the people in your life. It's really fascinating. And it definitely rang a bell for me because there was things that I can relate to that happened to me, which I didn't understand, but I was just grateful that I was no longer tethered or emotionally tethered to a substance anymore. Though I did reflect on it for some time, for a number of years. And this literally just kind of changed that that aspect or that perspective I had from back then through all these years that I had been thinking about it. Like, how did it happen and why did it happen? So through that research, they have determined that, yes, there is an important connection between all people. And that is what we prefer. Now, we're not rats, but we are social. And he made the correlation with, like, you know, if you're going to use heroin off the streets, it's not very pure. It's, you know, if you used it for 20 days, you're probably going to be addicted, right? There are these hooks biologically that get us addicted to these things, and they're physical, I want to say, physical symptoms that can occur when we don't have them. And that's what, in a sense, the addiction is like and why the cycle continues. But he provided this flip side of, think about any family members who went into surgery and they were given legal medical grade heroin. All of them came back out not addicted to whatever they were using. What was the reason for that? When they examined that, they realized that it has a lot to do with the fact that many of these people coming out of surgery after replacing a hip or whatever it is, that they had lives to get back to, that they were looking forward to, jobs they liked, family members they liked being around, and it was positive. So as social creatures, the way they're describing from the research, as social creatures, we want to have this type of emotional tether to something. And if we don't have a good positive environment in our lives, if we don't have positive things that we're doing in our lives that are meaningful or have purpose for us, we tend to want to attach to something. And generally, what is that? That is some kind of substance as a crutch or just something that provides a type of relief, at least in the short term, and then eventually develops into a problem long term. It's a fascinating, fascinating study that was conducted. And I feel like it should be shared. If you think this is important, I can't believe it hasn't, you know, had billions of views. If you think what I'm sharing with you is important and others should know, smash the like for the algos so that we can get it to as many people as possible who are having struggles with addiction. You know, for years, as I thought about addiction, I concluded that because we're biologically made up this way and we like stimulation, that it's not necessarily a personality trait. A lot of people say, oh, I have an addictive personality. Well, that's, for me, as I examined it, I concluded that wasn't the case. It's not a personality thing. It's biological and it's behavioral. And both of those play a huge role, especially the biological one. The fact that a lot of things that we intake create stimulations for our mind and body, those can be addictive. Much like what we see today when we're looking at the technological advances and what they have done. And they talk about this in the TED Talk as well. It's rather important to mention that. When I said that we are the loneliest we've ever been, we have these constructs or these imaginary connections through our social media accounts, but they're not tangible. They're not real. When you have real problems, physical people that you have real connections with are the ones that generally will be there for you. So this war on drugs and how the public has been been trained to kind of ostracize addicts is the wrong approach, creating bigger barriers among us and those who suffer from addiction, making it virtually impossible to be able to bring them back into everyday life as a responsible, caring, productive individual. And this is why things continue to get really, really bad. They had mentioned, the host was mentioning in the TED Talk that, you know, if you wanted this result, this is the type of system you would create. The criminalization, the ostracizing of people, relationships get broken, creating a huge divide between the two, making it virtually impossible for anybody to really come back. You can't get jobs. You can't really do much of anything. The people around you that did love you, they've been trained to give you this kind of ultimatum. Like, if you stop, you know, you can be part of our lives. And that's an inappropriate way to try to coerce somebody to do what you want. After all, we are all addicted to something. It's inevitable, and it's just part of our species. But if we focus on making deeper connections with each other, more meaningful connections, the desire to want to turn to stimulations that are substance-based diminish, and the studies are showing that. Rather enlightening. So in a nutshell, this was the TED Talk. This is what they discussed and what they shared. There are countries that have tried similar things where they completely change their laws and try to focus on creating relationships for people who have either experienced trauma in their lives and turned to substances because there was nobody else to turn to. And obviously other people too, for various reasons. The reasons why people turn to drugs are varied and probably many. And that's just one example. So to get to like my experience here, for about 5 years, I was addicted to cocaine and I was using it every day. I was addicted to alcohol for about 10 years. One day, something changed. What had happened was that I had met currently my wife at that time. We had met and we really hit it off. From the very first day, something kind of really changed in me. After our first day together and spending some time and getting to know each other, the next day, like a switch was turned off, I decided I would never go back to that substance again. And for me, I reflected on this for many years as to like how this could have happened or why did it happen. It's a fucking miracle because I knew I wanted out. I just couldn't figure out how to get out of that behavior, that repeating behavior that I was stuck in. God knows I should have been dead multiple times from how much I was using, but thankfully I survived. So after I met her and made that connection is when I guess emotionally I finally had made a connection that was meaningful and no longer had a desire to use anything. In fact, the desire to make happier, the desire to make better moments with her and do things that we enjoyed and have more times of laughter. I mean, that was really what I was focusing on at that point. So very grateful. If you think this is an important message, share it, please. Smash the like so that the algorithms know this is something that needs to go out to as many people as possible. I hope that you find some value here. I'm going to link that video down below so you can hear it from the horse's mouth. This was 5 years ago. Can you believe that? Really, really awesome research. I'll catch you guys on the next one.